Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
From white-tailed deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan, or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, biggame.org.
Hey, welcome to this old camp house. I'm sure glad you're here today. Time to put all the worries on the back burner. We're going to go outside for a little while. I'm Billy Kender, and you are a welcome guest. Thank you for tuning in to Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Front door to this old camp house is brought to you by a product called Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care gently, over time, calms the overactive dog, the jumper, the barker. Your vet can tell you more about Calming Care for your dog. Summertime, mighty hot. Good time to enjoy that camp house air conditioner. And talk to my friend James Sellers with Cellmark. Under the umbrella of Cellmark are some of the coolest optics and night vision options that exist. Names like Pulsar and Sightmark. We're going to talk to James about those options today on the show because, hey, even though it's summertime, the nights are cooler and the pigs are out there. The FLW Cup is just a couple of weeks away. This is the bass tournament, formerly known as the Forest Wood Cup. This is the championship for FLW. It's going to be in the great state of Arkansas again, and Joe Opager from FLW is going to join me on the show today to talk it up. And the 30th annual, they only do it every 3 years, the 30th annual Boone and Crockett Big Game Awards are coming up in Springfield, Missouri. Johnny Morris's Wonders of Wildlife Museum is the setting. And we're going to travel to Missoula, Montana today to talk with Keith Balford with Boone and Crockett. He's going to tell us why this celebration of our wild things is so important and why you might want to plan a trip to Springfield in a couple of weeks. So, hey, grab yourself a hot cup of coffee or a cold glass of tea, whatever fits your situation best, and settle into that chair over there. You're in camp with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Let's start the day with a trip to bbkoradio.com and take a look at the bragging board. We've got some fresh photos up there sent to us by folks that enjoy the camp house each week, like my buddy Marshall Tillman. He's got a place outside of Estes, Colorado, and he loves to watch the elk. And he sent me a beautiful picture of a couple of beautiful bulls in velvet. It's up on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. Took this picture from his front porch, by the way. What a view. Thanks for the photo, Marshall. And how about Samantha Quinones, 19 years old, Las Vegas, New Mexico. She caught a beautiful rainbow trout, a 3-pounder, 19 inches. Lake Maloya. Garlic power bait. That'll make my friends at Berkeley happy. Beautiful fish, Samantha, and up on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. The coolest story to come into me this week comes out of Michigan. It's the story of Callie Pung. When Callie suffered paralysis from an accident back in 2006, she started the Callie's Cure for Paralysis Foundation, aimed at financially supporting spinal cord research and rehabilitation. I'd love to meet Callie because with the help of her friends, family, and others, she's been able to raise more than $2 million, did that in under 10 years. And she put that money to work. Callie's priorities included making Michigan state parks more accessible to people with injuries or disabilities. And through this rigorous fundraising, she was able to provide track chairs. Are you familiar with track chairs? Picture a wheelchair with tank tracks instead of wheels and a motor. She sent those track chairs to Mayberry, Muskegon, and Tequamanon Falls State Parks, Belle Island, and Waterloo Recreation Areas. These off-road electronic chairs are making people happy. They can handle the trails, the snow, the sand, even up to 8 inches of water, allowing folks to explore areas of the parks where they just couldn't go before. The chairs are loaned on a first-come, first-served basis at no cost to the individuals needing assistance. Callie's generous donation is opening up God's great creation to folks that couldn't reach some of these areas before. What a special gal. Hats off, Callie. Hey, if you own a dog, you really ought to have Fortiflora in the fridge at all times. All of our dogs suffer from GI upset from time to time, and Fortiflora fixes that. Fortiflora. Order it from Chewy.com. Hey, that Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Elk Camp at Mountain Festival was a huge success a couple of weeks ago. Park City, Utah. And a big announcement came out of that get-together. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation announced that they have reached their fundraising goal of $2.46 million for the Falls Creek Project in Montana. That will permanently protect and open access to 442 acres of pristine elk habitat and improve access to 26,000 acres beyond it. And by the way, that land is expected to be open to the public, you and me, in time for the fall hunting seasons. Hey, if you live in Michigan and you'd like to learn how to hunt bears, there's a clinic tomorrow. Department of Natural Resources Outdoor Skills Academy's Bear Hunting Clinic. 10 until 4 tomorrow at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center in Cadillac. Another one on Sunday, August 4th. I'm going to make a little run to the coffee pot, but James Sellers is talking to us about night vision optics. That's so cool. When we come back.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Babe Winkleman. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoors men and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
Hey guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world. My favorite, by the way. Plus native whitetails and turkey. And some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors can be heard all across the U.S. and Canada in various ways. Lots of ways to listen to the show each week. Great radio stations, Sirius XM, and of course, lots of ways to listen to the podcast at your convenience, on demand, as they say, bbkoradio.com. It's also free to subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Podbean. BBKO Radio can be found at all of those outlets, making it real easy to listen quietly with the headphones in the blind or on the big speakers on the boat. Subscribe to one of those distributors and the show will automatically come to your device each week, however you hear the show. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate you tuning in. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care is a new product with great results for folks that have overactive dogs. The dog that just won't settle, always running through the house, jumping on folks when they come over, incessant barking. Calming Care is not a drug. It's a daily treatment that, over time, very gently calms your dog. Give it a try with your overactive dog. Talk to your vet about Calming Care. Summertime, an excellent time to get out at night and hunt critters, varmints, pigs. And a guy that knows a lot about that and the equipment needed to do the job right is James Sellers with Cellmark. My friend James sits down with me now. I'm so tickled to have you in the camp house with us this week. James, welcome.
Hi, Billy. Good to see you again.
You know, it's hot here in Texas in the summertime, and I much prefer our first meeting place, which was Missoula, Montana. That wasn't bad.
That was fantastic. Maybe we should relocate up to Montana. I think it would be a good idea.
Let me just hit pause here, and we'll take a quick flight. No, it really is good to see you again, and that's only been about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, but Cellmark then and Cellmark now are two different animals. You were just kind of getting your name out there. Things were just starting to move, and now you've exploded.
Yeah, it's been a great, it's been a fun ride, a great journey, and it's taken a lot of people to get us there. You know, our origins are small, though. We started in a garage. We're a garage startup, and we got caught up in the early 2000s with the economy was tanking. We had 9/11 happen. So we're all just glad to, at one point, we're just glad to be still in business, but it's also great to be a leader in developing some of the best brands and products in the industry and being a part of a lot of people's outdoor passion.
Yeah. You guys have grown to a point where you are one of the heavy hitters in the outdoor industry, not only in what you do in optics and night vision, but also in the industry, conservation conversations, different things that are important to us all as outdoorsmen and women. You guys have your fingers in that, and you're involved in that, and you've grown to be a leader in the outdoor industry very quickly. But take me back to the garage. What happened in the garage?
Well, the garage was a moment where we were looking at a situation where we were originally doing marketing services, which is completely different than every other industry or other company in our industry. And I was thinking about what really mattered to me, and I was really interested in getting in the outdoor space. I grew up in Michigan, so for the folks listening from Texas, I got here as fast as I could. Michigan's a great outdoor state as well. And
lots of great smallmouth bass up there, man.
Great fishing. It's amazing. And I really looked at those moments in my life that I felt that were the most meaningful. And it's always time that I spent, you know, out in nature with close, you know, family and friends. So I wanted to be a part of that. So initially we started importing some shirts and boots and things, and my garage literally was covered, you know, stacked in boxes, and we were shipping these all over the U.S. And at that point we were just trying to keep the lights on, you know. So it's really great to go from those humble beginnings to now have an amazing staff and amazing customers all over the world, and doing it from Texas. And that really very happy to see how things have grown.
Yeah. Hey, 10 years ago, if we wanted to talk about visibility at night, being able to look around, look in the pasture, see what's going on, take a look at that hog, that coyote, whatever, what would we have been talking about 10 years ago?
Okay, so I'm going to step back a little bit. When we first started, you had the military tech, which was like, you know, the good stuff was like $10,000 or more and very limited supply. So most people that weren't in the military never saw it. What we had as civilians at the beginning of our company was really just the remnants of the Soviet Union's 30-year-old technology that when the Soviet Union fell, they started exporting that. We were part of the early imports and distribution of early night vision, which essentially is those battery-powered night vision devices that had a glow, you know, green glow to it. You could hear the buzz of the battery, the power supply running in the background, and you could see maybe 50, 60 yards at most. And very limited as far as any rifloscope availability. Now, we were part of bringing that to the forefront. We started developing digital night vision maybe a little over 10 years ago now. Man, the stuff that we're doing now with night vision is amazing. You can do video streaming. You can change your reticles. You can do range finding, all this stuff.
And it's not going to cost you $10,000.
No, it's now accessible to everyone from all income levels, all interests, and whether you're just interested in looking at nature, you want to go hunting, shooting, or law enforcement now is using this to protect us and help find fugitives. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun to watch it grow, and it's amazing how fast the digital technology and the technology itself overall has grown in your line of work. And we're going to talk today a little bit to guys that like to hunt pigs. We're going to talk to people who, like me, love to see it all. I get to my deer blind an hour and a half, 2 hours early in the morning so I can experience the night. And I love to watch critters at night, see how they go about their business, and you open that world up with your products. And you have several lines, Pulsar, Firefield, Sightmark. Those three have been around a while, well-known in the outdoor industry. 12 Survivors is new to me. What's this all about?
Okay, so you mentioned Pulsar, Firefield, and Sightmark. Our first big brand was Sightmark, launched in 2007. And anyway, it's become a runaway success and really in the field of quick acquisition, red dots. We also do rifle scopes, really focus on modern hunter and shooter. Firefield is designed to get younger people out, so if people haven't used that yet, that's going to be, you know, your products to get you on target, to have some fun and get you really started. And then Pulsar is the leader in night vision technology, making some of the most advanced thermal digital stuff in the world. Amazing stuff. So 12 Survivors was a product that we brought up recently to address the needs of hunting, camping and outdoors, trying to give families kind of a different perspective, make camping fun again. So it was for families to get outdoors, think about their survival and what they can do to work together to protect one another and provide for one another.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be talking about summer heat, and not only here in Texas where we live, but we're talking to people all across Alabama, Georgia, Florida, California, hot places in the summertime, Arizona, New Mexico. Nighttime is the time to go. Kelly Jordan was just on the show last week talking about catching big bass at night, fishing at night, and what an advantage that is in the summertime. Hey, hunting at night is a lot of fun, too, and there's a lot of legal hunting year-round, hogs, calling predators, that sort of thing. So we're going to talk about some of your products that you might recommend for specific uses and applications out in the field. If you've got a little time, can I hang out with you some more?
Yes, let's hang out. Let's talk some outdoors and hunting. Sounds like fun.
James Sellers and Sellmark. Hey, I want to invite you, if you live in Texas or will be visiting Texas, to join me at the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza. That's going to be in Fort Worth, Texas, August 9, 10, and 11. The unofficial kickoff to the fall hunting season's deer season in Texas. It's a lot of fun. Everybody gets together. Maybe you haven't seen each other in a year since the last Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza.
tons of vendors, a who's who walking the halls from the outdoor industry, smiles on faces anticipating the upcoming fall. Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza, August 9, 10, and 11 in Fort Worth at the Convention Center. And to kick it all off on Thursday, August 8th, the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation will be hosting a barbecue, a Django Walker, Jerry Jeff's Boy concert, and a sporting clay shoot. It all benefits our kids with the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, sponsored by the Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Come on out.
Hey, everybody, it's Colorado Buck. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, where in the world did he go?
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com. When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Wenschler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonMANUF.com. Stay longer. Shoot more deer in a Dillon.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
So much to see that it will take 2 full days. Plan your trip to Dallas now for the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
Coming up in just a couple of weeks, a really special banquet in Pauline, South Carolina at the Philadelphia Baptist Church. The South Carolina Hunters and Landowners for the Hungry on Saturday, August 10th, beginning at 5:30 p.m., will be hosting their 14th annual benefit banquet. All of it benefits Hunters for the Hungry. 15 great door prizes, including, gosh, a ton of great-looking lever-action and bolt-action rifles, shotguns, a crossbow, a set of 3 different sizes of Yeti coolers that all go together, and former NFL coach Sam Weish will be the speaker that night. Tickets $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Need more info? We have it for you at bbkoradio.com. Saturday, August 10th at Philadelphia Baptist Church in Pauline, South Carolina, the South Carolina Hunters and Landowners for the Hungry banquet. And hey, if something's happening in your neighborhood you'd like for us to spread the news, we'd love to do that for you. bbkoradio.com or email me directly at billy@bbkoradio.com. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and travel all the way to the great state of Minnesota, the land of at least 10,000 lakes. There are a lot more than that up there, and that's good because they like to catch big smallmouth bass in Minnesota. And this guy is one of those folks, Joe Opager with FLW. Joe, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You betcha. It's a big time of the year for FLW fans and anglers because it's cup time, and you're going to revisit a lake that you haven't seen in about 14 years, something like that. So that's always exciting, too. It's right around the corner.
Absolutely. You've done your homework. Lake Hamilton, last time the FLW Cup was there was back in 2005, 14 years ago, like you said. George Cochran took down that tournament and won the big prize, but you know, we're no stranger to hot springs. We were, of course, there last year as well. We fished Lake Ouachita, and we've had the cup on Ouachita, I think, 3 times. So this is going to be our 5th time that hot springs and the great hosts and great bass fishing fans there hosted the FLW Cup. We couldn't be more excited.
You betcha. Yeah, it's a fun place to visit, too. If the kids aren't back at school yet, you know, you've got time for one more trip this summer. This is a great opportunity to go to hot springs and enjoy everything they have to offer there, plus world-class championship fishing with the FLW Cup. Let's break the lake down just a little bit. It's about the same size as Ouachita, I guess, but these guys, there's a lot of new blood in FLW now since 2005. A lot of guys probably first time or relatively new to Hamilton.
Absolutely. You know, Hamilton is a lake that we do have a lot of BFL events and some of our lower circuit series events on, but we haven't been there with the FLW Tour since that 2005 Cup. So the vast majority of the field, this is going to be their first time competing on the lake. It is similar to Ouachita, but it's also very different in the far as fact that there's a lot more boat traffic, a lot more recreational boaters, and a lot of docks as well. So it does fish similarly. You know, the guys are going to be looking for deep brush piles or picking apart docks with the jigs and stuff like that. But it's also very different in the fact that it fishes a little smaller, and there's going to be a lot more traffic this year.
Absolutely. And, yeah, those boat docks are going to be a major player, I think, because, hey, it's August in Arkansas, and it's going to be warm. And those fish are going to be looking for shade, and that's the big advantage that Hamilton has over Wachita is all the boathouses around the lake. So those guys will probably be taking turns flipping docks down through there.
Definitely.
Hey, Joe, if folks want to come out and enjoy the festivities, and I highly recommend that you do because it's just a blast, what all's taking place and where do they go?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've got so much going on throughout the week. Of course, the tournament kicks off on Friday, August 9th. But that whole weekend, we're going to have the FLW Expo running in conjunction with the tournament. So while the anglers are out competing on the water, back at the Hot Springs Convention Center, we've got some of the top vendors from across the sport showing off all the latest and greatest boats and tackle and gear and, you know, lots of goodies and giveaways for the kids. We've got a bass and barbecue festival going on there as well. We've got some top barbecue teams from the region there selling barbecue and raising money for some local charities. And then on Sunday, we're capping it all off with a free Trace Adkins concert. So we expect a packed house at the Bank OZK Arena there in Hot Springs. And it's all, you know, leading up to our culminating moment of our season. That's Sunday night. One lucky angler is going to win $300,000, the top prize in the entire sport of bass fishing. So
yes,
we're pumped, and we couldn't be more excited to get it kicked off.
It's a big deal. If folks want to see the launch in the morning, which is always fun to see the boats go out,
yep.
Where can they go see that?
6:30 a.m. each morning, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're out at the Andrew Hosey Fish Hatchery in Hot Springs. It's a little unique. We've never had a launch site there before, but Bill Taylor and the crew have been down there for the past couple of weeks getting everything ready and getting the site ready to handle the big crowd. So we're real excited, and we think it's going to be a great show for everybody.
Weigh-ins each night back at the arena?
Yep, Bank OZK Arena. And the real nice thing about the venue is the arena and the convention center are connected to each other. So you're going to be able to walk straight from the expo right over to your seat in the arena. But the expo starts at 10:30 each day. It goes from 10:30 to 4:30. Weigh-in starts at 5 o'clock sharp each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I know that some of the guys have been practicing on Hamilton. Has any word leaked out? Do you have any juicy info you can pass along to us?
Well, not really. I mean, everybody's kind of belly aching at the moment. We're hearing the normal standard. It's tough for August, but it's tough everywhere, and these guys are the best in the world. Someone's going to find them, and we're going to see some big bass. That's for sure.
They're going to figure it out. Joe, as always, it's a pleasure to have you with me on the show. I greatly appreciate it, and we'll be looking for you at the Cup.
Hey, Billy, thank you so much. If you want to catch up on any of the FLW Cup or need any more details, be sure to check out flwfishing.com.
Will do. Joe Opeger with FLW and the FLW Cup coming to Lake Hamilton just outside of Hot Springs, Arkansas in just a couple of weeks. Hey, while we're in the great state of Minnesota, let's slip right up the road to Northfield. That's the home of Tom Dockin and his world-famous Oak Ridge Kennels. He's going to help us in the next 2 minutes build a better bird dog. Tom?
Hey, this week, Skip, we're going to be talking about introducing your dog to water, and then not also introducing your dog to water, but training in the water at different times of the year. You know, I know up here in the Midwest, it's going to be cold a lot of times well into April. And if we're introducing a young dog to the water, we want to make sure that his first experience is not going to be cold water. This can actually turn a young dog off at an early age. And that might result later on with having a dog that has some water aversion. And then also what we do, especially in those colder temperatures, even though people think having your dog wear a neoprene vest is only for hunting season, we're going to start off in that spring with dogs that have already had water and maybe have a little bit of age on them. With wearing a vest, it lets us do a little bit of training earlier in the year than we might normally do. Now, getting back to young dog introduction to the water, I want to make sure that when I introduce a young dog for the first time to the water, I'm going to make sure that the water is warm. I'm going to find a smaller body of water, which normally warms up earlier in the year. And I'm going to take it slow and easy. We only get one chance to do a good water introduction, so we want to make sure it's right. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll take that young dog for a good long walk and get him heated up a little bit, and then that walk is going to end up at water's edge, where I'm going to go in and I'm going to encourage the young dog to come in the water. And it's actually a release then for the dog. Feels good, and then all of a sudden you have a dog that goes, you know what, this is a pretty good place to be. So remember, you got one chance to do a water introduction right. Make sure that you take the time to do it properly, and you'll have a dog that loves water for the rest of its life.
Good morning. This is professional turkey hunter Ray I. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to Houston. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 2nd through the 4th at the NRG Center. We'll have all the latest hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible Locked and Loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 2nd through the 4th at the NRG Center. For details and tickets, visit huntersextravaganza.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
Your kids and their friends have never had a birthday party like this. And they'll never forget a Cinnamon Creek Ranch birthday party either.
We do a lot of birthday parties. We have two birthday party rooms, $300, and that's for 10 kids. We provide them with hot dogs, popcorn, drinks, and they get to come here for 2.5 hours. And we have two instructors that usually stay in here with them the entire time. Show all the kids basically how to shoot. We have different size bows. But, yeah, it's a blast. And then we usually kind of split the time up. We'll have them come in here for a little while. They'll eat cake and their popcorn and hot dogs. And then we'll take them out in the arena and let them play archery tag. We provide everything, so they're not required to bring anything at all.
With a complete lunch and dinner menu, the world's largest indoor archery facility, private birthday and conference rooms, the most knowledgeable archery staff on planet Earth, and a turnkey, all-equipment-provided experience for your corporate event, family reunion, or birthday party. We've built an incredible facility with you in mind at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground for the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Phone number here in the camp house is 1-877-820-2256. Program that into your phone. Keep it handy, because we're going to be doing some really cool giveaways before long. You'll want to have it handy. It's 1-877-820-BBKO. The website, bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. And if you'd like to shoot an email my way, it's real easy, billy@bbkoradio.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, Bass Fishing Hall of Famer, 30-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier, Gary Klein is going to talk to us about introducing kids to fishing. It's important how we go about that. Right now, though, we're going to refocus on night vision. James Sellers with Cellmark, they represent so many great brands like Sightmark and Pulsar. Going to put you back to work now, James. Glad you're here.
Billy, good to see you.
Hey, let's talk to the guy that shoots the long rifle, the 30-30, the 308, the 270, the traditional hunting rifles. He doubles this gun as a deer rifle, but he also likes to hunt predators during the summertime, the hot weather, get out at night, and hogs, always a big problem. Everybody likes to go shoot a hog and get some of those out of the population, which we all need to do. It should be our duty. Talk to us about a couple of products that might be a perfect fit for those guys.
Okay, actually, so many. But, obviously deer hunting is still the passion for most long-distance shooters and riflemen. We have a full line of Sightmark rifle scopes that are helping hunters do that, and definitely that's important. On the night vision side, though,
Yeah. So
a lot of these guys have their bolt actions, and they're waiting until fall to go out and use them. What is great is varmint hunting is a year-round. Texas, if you're in the South, the hog hunting is amazing. With all the advantages which we have with technology, the populations are growing. There's more opportunities to find places to hunt. Farmers are inviting people to come out and help control the population.
Great way to get a kid out and about.
Yeah, let's get our kids out there. We need to get more people out. Actually, we need to recruit more people into night vision hunting. So if this is a new segment or discussion about the joys of night hunting, I think you're going to really like it, and this is something we need more people out there doing it.
Is there something that you guys make that I can attach to my existing rifle scope that's going to help me see at night?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the guy that really wants to shoot long distance, maybe shooting coyotes or bobcats, or he's shooting at hogs that are down in the valley. We have a new product called the Thermion. It's by Pulsar. It's designed in a traditional rifle scope configuration, which means it's going to work great, all bolt actions, and you can use your own mounts and however you want. That allows you to see over a mile at night, and you're going to
be a mile.
You can see, you can detect the animals and track them, and then people are making shots 200-300 yards with it. It's amazing what they can do, and they're capturing the video, they're sharing it with their friends. It's an amazing piece of technology.
And when I look through this optic at dead of night, and I'm looking 500 yards out there, can I tell if that is a bobcat or a calf? Cattle?
Yeah, it kind of depends exactly what model you're looking at, but you're going to be able to start discerning between what type of animals it is at 500 or 600 yards. The main thing to remember is at night, everything is more compressed, and it's just a more exciting environment. So just like good marksmanship, you got to always know what you're shooting at, make sure you clearly identify the target, know what's behind it. Usually at night hunting, I'd say 95% of the shots are still less than 100 yards, especially with the hog populations. You come up on a group of them, and you're going to be having a lot of fun. So, so good sportsmanship. You want a clean, ethical shot. That's what's actually really great with our products. We actually have what's called a pitcher-in-pitcher, which aids somebody not only identifying and tracking, say, quick-moving animals, but allows you there's a magnified additional image, which allows you to direct the bullet to the most ethical, best shot that you can get.
Wow.
So it's really amazing tech.
So this is a magnified scope.
It is.
And then picture-in-picture.
Yeah, so you have a double crosshair, essentially. One for a wide field of view, so you can see animals, moving and spotting. And then you have a zoomed-in magnification of your crosshair for additional shot placement.
Yeah.
So,
and what product is that again?
That's actually a Pulsar. That's in our Thermion. All thermal rifles equipped with Pulsar have that. The other thing I was going to mention, you know, when you talk about night hunting, you know, we think the importance of hunting, obviously, if you're hunting varmints and hog hunting. But I think there's also a huge opportunity for the deer hunters. We were talking before the segment about those, you know, waking up early in the morning to get in your blind and just sitting in those moments waiting for the sun to rise. We have something that just came out. It's called the Axion, which is a really tiny handheld thermal. It's so much fun to get out there and go to your blind, your stand, even during deer season, and start using it at this spot. It's just a handheld thermal device. Again, you can see over a mile to spot. But you can even start seeing the antlers and the blood that's going into the base of the antlers and stuff. So that's a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you about that product because I haven't held one in my hand, but I've seen a picture, and that's exciting stuff for guys like me that like to get there early and see what's coming to the feeder early and departing and, you know, that sort of thing. A lot of times that's when the big boys come, and that can get you excited and keep you out there longer.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, I think, again, you know, sometimes that last shot we're taking is the sun setting. It doesn't take much time before we lose, you know, our animal in the brush. That's also a fantastic way of finding where the animal fell. And then you can track it. You can see, you know, blood, and you can see where they're sleeping, which is great. So if you even are using it for tracking or trying to find a down animal, Pulsar's handheld thermals are a fantastic choice for that.
Stick around, James. He's got all the cool toys, and we're talking about them on this hot summer day. Hey, we've got just enough time left to talk to Gary Klein, our resident bass fishing pro, Bass Fishing Hall of Famer. And, Gary, welcome back to the show. I want to talk to you for just a minute about introducing kids to fishing. It's real easy for us when we take the youngsters out to start grinding away, trying to satisfy our desire to catch that next big bass and kind of forget about the kids. Really important that we put them first.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Bill, you're so right with that statement. The worst thing you can do is burn them out. So basically, I've always felt, and I'm around a lot of youngsters, we introduce them to fishing all the time, is let them fish at their own pace. Don't force them to sit there or don't force them to go with you. If they want to go, go. But to me, the most important thing is get them in an area or on a pond or a stream where the bobber goes under. I don't care if it's a 2-inch bluegill, a catfish, a carp. Fish, I mean, they don't care if it's a bass. All they want to do is reel something in. So the more their bobber goes under, the more they're going to want it to go under, and the more they're going to want to sit out there longer and longer and longer. And it just takes time to really develop that passion in young kids, but a lot of times you see it in their face when they catch their first fish. That's really important because in the outdoors, whether you're hunting or fishing or hiking or you're just out there experiencing things, when you take a young kid out and let them experience something like that, that is burnt in their mind. I mean, they'll never forget it, and it's a tale they'll tell their kids about.
If we're out in the boat with our kiddos, not fishing from the bank, but out in the boat, and they don't have any way of getting back to shore, we need to kind of read them, even if they're not fussing to us, we can kind of tell they're ready to go in and maybe go swimming at the shore for a little while. We need to be sensitive to that.
Well, when my two daughters were growing up, we kind of had a little deal set up. The area that we would always launch our boat and go fishing in the afternoon for a few hours on Lake Granbury. And Lake Granbury, in the upper end of it, has a lot of wood. And on that wood are turtles. And I learned really early on that I've got to keep my girls interested in being in the boat and wanting to go out for a couple hours with Dad. So what I did is I took a long-handled net. And the first thing we did is went turtle hunting. And my girls were so in tune to that, they could catch these turtles pretty good. I'd run real hard with the trolling motor, and they'd scoop them with the net, and then they would have them in the boat. So for the next 2 hours, if they didn't want to fish, they had the turtles in the live well, they had them all named, and then when we finished fishing, they turned the turtles loose.
That's fun. I've never heard of that trick, but that's fun, and that's a great memory. Gary, your daughters, because of your patience with them growing up in the deer blind and on the bow range and the rifle range and in the boat, you've got hunting partners for the rest of your life. They love it, don't they?
Oh, they really do. I mean, life to them is definitely in the outdoors. They're great girls. They have a tremendous amount of respect for the outdoors.
Kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Hey, coming up this hour at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, we're going to talk to a guy that has one of the coolest jobs in America. He works for the Boone and Crockett Club. His name is Keith Balford, and their 30th Big Game Awards are coming up in Springfield, Missouri. Just a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking to Keith about that shortly. Plus more from James Sellers with Cellmark, talking night vision, all the cool toys that we all need a better education on, and a hot summer day in the air conditioner is a good time to talk it over. I'm glad you're here with us. I need to have Dave Miller with CZ USA back on the show with me again. You might remember Dave was on the show about a year ago. We were talking about his Guinness Book of World Records record for the most sporting clays shot in 1 hour.
How many did you actually break in 1 hour?
I actually hit 3,653 targets in 60 minutes.
In 1 hour, over 3,000 clays. That's amazing. And that was in the spring, if I'm right, of 2015?
Yep, it was May 16, 2015. It was a fundraiser for Pheasants Forever and a marketing stunt for CZUSA and my sponsors.
Yeah.
Which it really turned out to work out well. I still think, you know, the biggest number was the fact that we raised, we being this event internally, Pheasants Forever raised $84,000 for the No Child Left Indoors initiative, which is a youth program that kids, it funds their trailers and their events to get kids outside and get them exposed to shooting and conservation, all the great things that they need to learn.
And is your shoulder still numb?
Well, my shoulder never was numb. Yeah. It was my hand. I shot all those targets from the hip.
Wow.
So I didn't ever shoulder the gun one time. Oh, I shot them right here beside my...
Now you're showing off. Now you're showing off.
Well, that was the fastest way to do it.
Yeah.
The least amount of fatigue. Because taking the gun from the rack up, clear up to my shoulder, and back down would take a lot of energy. So just grabbing the gun off the rack and... I literally shot a gun 6 inches away from the next gun that I was going to shoot.
Okay.
So it was set up to where I was standing, holding the gun here at my side, firing the gun, and the way the rack was orientated, I would just literally reach over 6 inches closer, or 6 inches to my right, grab the next one, pick it up, and I dropped the empty one. It bounced on the soft bed. I had a guy that was really tall. He could reach over and snag it, check to make sure it was empty, hand it to another dude who handed it to another dude, and they walked all the way down to the end of the tables, which had 5,000 shotgun shells on it.
Wow.
They closed the bolt on an empty chamber, and they proceeded to walk back down the table, grabbing a handful of shells at a time, loading the gun.
Yeah.
It's like a little assembly line, and they come bringing it right back. Then it went to another guy's hand. There was a lot of people involved, and it went right back into the rack and ended up back in the number one slot in the rack, and I would grab it and pick it up and shoot it again. So it was just a vicious little circle.
Yeah, a lot of fun, too, I'm sure. How many rounds did you expend in 1 hour to break those 3,600 clays?
I shot the gun 4,402 times, right? We threw 6,225 targets, and my percentage was like 83.5 or something like
Hey, that's awesome. A lot of people would love to have 83.5 on a sporting clays range. That's incredible.
Dave Miller with CZ USA. Well, he's at it again. He wants to break another Guinness Book of World Records record. This time, the number of clays shot by a five-person team in 12 hours. The current record is 4,602. To do that, he needs four teammates, and he wants young shooters to help him do this. Two from the SCTP and two from the AIM, A-I-M, shooting programs to join him October 12, 2019 to qualify to shoot with Dave for this Guinness record. Go check the details at bbkoradio.com. The physical beauty and the audible beauty of the loon when you visit Minnesota is unforgettable. And some folks in Minnesota are concerned about a recent uptick in reports of dead loons. Test results are indicating an impact from West Nile virus. Northeastern Minnesota seems to be the hot spot for this West Nile. Some of the biggest elk in history have come out of Arizona, and they've got a cool event coming up there. Ever wonder what it would be like to see hundreds of elk in one place at one time? August 17th, Mountain Lake, Arizona. An opportunity to see just that with this elk viewing workshop hosted by the Arizona Game and Fish Department. Hey, if you live in North Carolina, they want you to help keep track of the turkeys. The North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission is seeking your assistance in reporting observations of wild turkeys this summer through August 31st. Sightings by volunteers and commission staff will be recorded and submitted to management biologists. They're trying to get a grasp of the annual wild turkey productivity, gobbler carryover, and other population trends in North Carolina. Hey, have you made the switch to Purina Pro Plan with your dog yet? You'll never regret it. It's the best fuel you can serve up to your dog each day. I'm convinced for a healthier dog, feed them Purina Pro Plan, the formula that best fits your dog. And pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Cellmark represents some incredible night optics, the very best in the world available to non-military folks like you and me. But they have something else that's brand new that will greatly benefit the run-and-gun rifle hunter. Don't miss this when I come back from the coffee pot.
Hey, everybody. It's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle from Hayden, Alabama. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it or I'm using the bathroom. With Big Billy Kinder, outdoors.
Well, not the using the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you and your family to the Crappie Expo presented by Riceland, Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4 through 6, 2019. The Crappie Expo is for crappie fanatics like you. There will be over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers and dealers selling and showing today's top crappie fishing products in the world. Come see the top 100 pro crappie teams competing in the first $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton, October 4 through 6 at the Game and Fish Boat Ramp facility on Lake Hamilton. The world's largest crappie fry will be held Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Bring your family and enjoy the fried crappie, french fried taters, and hush puppies. Free to everyone. Special thanks to Riceland, Express Boats, Berkeley, TTI Blakemore, Arkansas Game and Fish, Mossback Fish Habitat, ACT Crappie Trail, Gill, and Hummingbird.
The 2019 Crappie Expo, presented by Riceland Rice Bran Oil. Fry it up. Crisp, clean, delicious. When the weather has a direct impact on our property, it's good to have a friend that you can trust. Take a minute now, before the storm hits, and get familiar with Quick Roofing at QuickRoofing.com. Quick Roofing is prepared before the storm to help you the moment you need it afterwards. Quick Roofing is a proud Texas company, and we've served your neighbors for over 25 years. Our year-round crews produce the quality workmanship that you demand for your most important investment. Our consistent relationship with local suppliers is why we can fill your order in just a few days, not weeks. If you have roof damage, we'd like to be your go-to professional that you trust with your repairs. Get to know us now at QuickRoofing.com and then call us immediately after the storm for your free storm damage inspection. You'll come to trust and appreciate the Quick Roofing differences. QuickRoofing.com, residential and commercial roof installations and repair, offering one of the highest quality warranties in the roofing business. Will this be the year that you take that hunt of a lifetime, outsmart that wily old buck that you've watched for years? Or maybe your son or daughter will harvest their first deer. You'll cherish the memory for life. So take care in choosing your taxidermist. Make sure that your memory maker is preserved for life as well. I want to recommend my taxidermist to you. Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, preserves memories for hunters and fishers worldwide. Roy's done all of my work for the past quarter century, and his staff of award-winning artists can do custom work that stands out and separates True Life Taxidermy from the pack. From whitetail, axis, and elephant, European skull work, to full-body action mounts. No matter where you hunt or fish, True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas will go beyond your expectations. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury can handle all of your meat processing needs as well. So from the field to your home, True Life is the only stop you'll need. Take a look right now at TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but I've never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
It's the greatest conservation show on earth. By the way, hunting is conservation. I'll see you at the DSC Convention and Expo Heritage, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the camp house here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. You know, around here and in the Kender Kennel, all we've ever fed is Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula to our hardworking bird dogs and our lovable lap dogs. 30% protein, 20% fat, the exact high-end fuel that your hardworking field trial dog or bird dog needs. Pick up the Pro Plan Performance Formula at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Let's take a little trip to Missoula, Montana, headquarters for the Boone and Crockett Club, and Keith Balford is there, and he's going to join us on the show now. And Keith, it's my pleasure to have you join us on the show today. I'm a big fan of Boone and Crockett and what you guys do and have done for a long, long time.
Well, thanks, Billy. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. And I'm just guessing, Keith, that none of you are getting much sleep these days because you're probably working around the clock getting ready for the Big Game Awards. They're coming up.
They are coming up, and we're all gerbils on a wheel here.
It is the 30th Big Game Awards, and it's, the Boone and Crockett Club is going to get together this time around in a very special place in Springfield, Missouri, and I know you'd love to see everybody.
Well, as many people as can come out, certainly we'd love to see that, and you're right, we are having this in a special place. This is the new Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium that Bass Pro founder Johnny Morris built next to his flagship store in Springfield, Missouri. And the museum and aquarium itself is world-class. They've already won a couple of awards for that sort of thing, and we're really pleased to be able to have our trophy display in a museum setting like that. It's very befitting of what we're trying to project, a celebration of our system of conservation and game management, celebrate these great trophies. And so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a very special time. You mentioned these great trophies. Tell folks what they're going to see when they come out.
Well, what we do is as folks know, we're the record keepers for Native North American big game trophies, have been since 1906. We're on a 3-year publishing cycle for our records book, and so at the close of a 3-year recording period, we identify the top trophies that have been taken in all categories of North American big game, and we invite the top 5, sometimes the top 7, trophies to be put on a public exhibit, share these trophies with sportsmen, anybody that's interested and curious. And so the trophy display actually opened in May. It's been open for 3 months. And what's in there are some of the highest ranking trophies in history. This recording period, believe it or not, there's 43 new state or provincial records that have been taken.
Wow.
Just in the past 3 years. And the theme of this event is North American big game more and healthier than ever, which is really the reason why Boone and Crockett maintains these records. It's a conservation record. It tracks the health and populations and vitality of our big game species. Trophies like this, record-breaking trophies, would not exist if we were not doing something right out there on the landscape, managing the habitat, managing the harvest, making sure that these species are in healthy, thriving condition. And so that's what these records really reflect, and so that's why we put them on public display. That's why we share them. Then we host a three-day event where the sportsmen and women that have taken these trophies and their families come, and we host events and banquets and just have a good time of it. And then these trophies are graded back up and sent back to the trophy owners' homes after the event.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You're going to see some incredible wildlife while you're there. And you summed it up very well, Keith. It is the conservation effort of the hunter that allows America not only to have these incredible, beautifully huge critters, but also a lot of them, which at one time was not, it's well documented, was not the case here in North America. But what a rebound. And the Boone and Crockett Club, with some pretty smart guys founding your organization, have done a tremendous job.
Yeah, absolutely. There were some pretty visionary folks back in the day, Theodore Roosevelt being one of them. He actually founded the club in 1887. And you're right, history shows that the conservation movement was born out of crisis. We were losing our wildlife. We lost some species to extinction. We were devastating the habitat, draining wetlands, tilling prairies, clearing forests. And the result was we were losing big game species at an alarming rate, which also meant we were losing all forms of wildlife. And you're also correct. Sportsmen were the first to, raise the alarm and said, this is not sustainable. We've got to do something. And what they did was quite remarkable. They chose to limit themselves. They came up with game laws, reasonable harvest limits. They established federal public lands. They established the National Park System, the National Park Service, National Wildlife Refuge System, funding mechanisms for conservation, Pittman-Robertson Act, duck stamp. All of these things that stand testament to what we call the North American model of wildlife conservation were all put in play by sportsmen.
Which has been so successful that it's been duplicated in other places around the earth.
They're trying to. There's some limitations, but yeah, it's other countries are looking at what we've been able to accomplish with our wildlife, and they are trying to duplicate that. Where wildlife is valued, where the public has access to it, whether just to see it or hunt or fish or enjoy wildlife in other ways, things that are valued are taken care of. Things that people can't value are discarded. And so we have a system called the public trust. Wildlife doesn't belong to the government, doesn't belong to wealthy individuals or corporations. It belongs to the public. And therefore, the public is there to stand guard to make sure that we don't fall into a wildlife crisis again.
For folks that would love to attend the 30th Big Game Awards from the Boone and Crockett Club in Springfield, Missouri, coming up real soon, right around the corner, they can learn more at the website, I'm sure.
It is. We've got a website. It's called Big Game Awards. So www.biggameawards.com. The schedule of events is up there. Like I said, it is in Springfield, Missouri, and folks can come see the trophies in the museum, and if they want to attend the banquets, they can certainly do that as well.
Keith, what a pleasure to talk to you, and again, thanks for the hard work, the impeccable work that you guys have been doing for over 100 years. You don't sound that old.
Right now, I think everybody in the office here feels that old because we've been planning this event for quite a long time. But yeah, you're right. This is our 132nd year, I believe, if you did the math.
All right, Keith, thanks so much, and have a great great award celebration.
You're welcome. Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it.
Keith Balfour with the Boone and Crockett Club. That's going to be quite an event in Springfield if you can make it out for awards night. Well, hey, it's time to stretch our legs for just a couple of minutes, but when we come back, it's more from James Sellers and Cellmark. They have a great line of products that help bring the night alive for not only sportsmen, but our police officers, first responders, military. Incredible stuff.
This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, which is very seldom, I'm thinking about it or dreaming about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hey guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
If you visit an outdoor show that features hunting, fishing, and outdoor products, you might just run into my friends Ron and Teresa Miskin with Buffalo Wool Company. When you do, do yourself a huge favor and stop for a visit. When I did, I made a discovery that has greatly impacted my time in the field and on the boat. Ron explained to me that his Buffalo Wool gloves, socks, hats, and accessories are made from the underhair. Beneath the big shaggy guard hair lies a secondary coat. These fibers are what the buffalo depends on to keep him warm. Those fibers make up the socks and gloves at Buffalo Wool Company. Hey, it's been several years, and I truthfully don't know how many pairs of Buffalo Wool gloves, socks, and hats that I own. I simply know that they are as important to me as my rifle. They're warmer than wool and allow me to stay in the field comfortably, no matter the weather conditions, all day long. Try them for yourself. Buffalo Wool Company offers a 100% money-back guarantee, but you'll keep them. Learn more about these super high-quality products at TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and launched, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar. They do walleye seven different ways. All terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks. Aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big-screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest, because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahe walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, springcreeksd.com.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Every single day, we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
Hey to all of my Texas Hill Country friends down in and around San Antonio. Don't miss it. It is the grand finale of the Texas Trophy Hunters extravaganzas. They'll hit Houston first. That's coming up next weekend. And then it's off to Fort Worth. And then they wrap up the shows in San Antonio. That's the hometown of the Texas Trophy Hunters extravaganza of the Texas Trophy Hunters Association. And it's coming up the 16th through the 18th of August at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. The granddaddy of them all is coming home to San Antonio, August 16, 17, 18. Clear the calendar, grab the babies and all the old ladies, and head out to the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall for the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza. My special guest in the camphouse this week is James Sellers from Cellmark. They have several brands under their umbrella that are primarily optics and night vision stuff. Really, really cool stuff, and that's what we've been talking about. And we're going to talk about that some more, but man, you guys have acquired a new product, so new to Cellmark that, James, it's not even on your business card yet. Cope Jaeger. What is Cope Jaeger?
Cope Jaeger actually is an amazing company that was started in Dallas by a couple of police officers, actually very distinguished and very amazing guys. They're my personal heroes now. But they built this business based on, Cope Jaeger was based on the idea of creating the most stable shooting rest. It's a tripod. They wanted something that would allow, originally it was allowed to help snipers or marksmen really make the most precise shots possible on the go from any location. And they quickly found that a lot of hunters now are setting up in their open fields. They don't have time to set up, so these tripods are huge, huge bonus for that hunter. They took it to a certain level, and they became familiar with us. They thought Cellmark, the way we are dedicated to the outdoors and how we bring great quality products to the market would be useful, be a good partner for them to take the next level, and we're so glad we did. We acquired them just this year, and it's just a great product, and we're so delighted to be a part of that journey with them. And we're going to continue to develop and grow that product line. So if you haven't used it, Cope Jaeger essentially is a series of rests. We have a product called Reaper Rest, which essentially you set any gun, and it instantly, the way it works is a patented design. It holds that rifle firmly to the tripod, and you can move and pivot and make all the shots you want accurately and precisely without any problem at all doing it on the fly. So this is something extremely important as we're getting we're shooting longer distances, we're shooting in worse conditions. We have to, we're backpacking up the mountains. We're hog hunting in Texas across, thousands of acres, and we need to have something that's ready for us all the time. That product, Cope Jaeger, is perfect for that. I think we're the being recognized as that we just acquired it and it's getting out there, but recognized as the best tripod in the industry. So really excited to have that a part of our brand family.
Yeah, and now that you've started talking about Kofi Egger a little bit, a bell has rung in my head, and I have heard of this, and I have heard of these guys, and the guys that developed this are not only Dallas police officers, but well-trained long-term snipers that know what they're talking about, know what they're doing, know what they needed. So when they built this, they didn't just build it, they overbuilt this product. So if you're going to bang it around in the truck, it's going to bounce out on the ranch road, you're going to drop it, you're going to throw it down, you're going to set it up, you're not going to hurt these things.
No, absolutely not. And I tell you, I think if you're out in Texas hog hunting at night, if you're a military or police sniper, if you're a type of shooter that's doing shooting on the go, or one of the guys that are doing up elk hunting or deer hunting in big country, you have to have one of these. I mean, it's that important a piece of gear.
Yeah, even if you're a blind hunter, so many times the situation calls on us to spot and stalk, and to have something that you can set up quietly and quickly, instantly, that's huge.
Actually, we have a new product that actually attaches to the side of a blind using a bipod attachment. Yeah, it's called the Ambush. It's awesome. So if you're working, you're shooting from a blind, this will give you the same full range of motion and attaches to the side of your blind. So it's an amazing piece of product.
You know, before long, you're going to call me up and say, hey, Billy, you don't even have to hunt anymore. We're bringing the meat to your freezer. You're doing it all for us, James.
We're going to keep it interesting and fun. But the sportsman's definitely going to have the skill and ability to shoot and shoot responsibly. Never going to be removed from the equation. Yeah. It just means you go further out and do more than you ever dreamed before.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Kofi Egger. We can see it and see more on your website?
That's correct. That'd be great. KofiEggerIndustries.com. Please check us out.
James, stick around. We want to talk to you a little bit more about that cool night vision stuff you have coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, though, we've got just a little time left. I want to talk to you, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. Hey, by this time of year, Larry, we've all got whitetail deer on our minds, so let's talk about it a little bit. What kicks off the rut? Put your biologist hat on for a minute.
Actually, it's range conditions 7.5 months later.
Really? Explain that one.
The rut occurs so that the fawns are born at the most opportune time in terms of nutrition. Here in Texas, we have the rut that starts some places in August and runs into late January. And basically, it's not necessarily what kicks it off, but it's what causes it. It's such that those does have a chance to eat and produce those fawns in the latter stage and provide milk for them at the best time. And what's interesting, too, a lot of people think, well, it's cold weather. It's not cold weather. I mean, the rut occurs whether or not it's cold. It's actually the shortening of the daylight hours, which causes that through the pituitary gland that sits underneath the brain. Then, I mean, that has a lot to do with it, too. But it all comes down to, again, a nutritional thing. It's axis deer. We have a lot of those in Texas. Axis deer pretty much breed throughout the year. They come from an area where it doesn't really make any difference when that fawn is born. One of the things that we've done with white-tailed deer that really has changed, the peak breeding date has not changed in the last 50 years. I mean, we looked at data, looking at all kinds of different things. The peak of the rut years ago, when the nutrition was not available like it is available these days, was a very few week, like 2 week period that the rut had to occur so that those fawns could be born at the best time. Now, with our greatly increased nutrition that we have through the management, habitat changes and all that, nutrition is there pretty much all during the spring, all during the summer. So there is no longer that necessity for those does to be bred in that 2 week period. They can be bred over 6, 8, 10 week period.
Wow. So you're telling me that we, by taking care of our deer, have actually modified the rut a little bit, or we can?
We have. Again, it comes down to the fact it has to do with those fawns being born 7.5 months later. It's like years ago in South Texas and other areas where we had the screw worm. When we eradicated the screw worm, back then, if that fawn wasn't born in a 2 week period, they're probably going to die because of screw worms.
My word, learn something every day. Shortening of the days I had on my list, I thought, could that be it? But you knew, I didn't know.
But you're right, it is a shortening of the days. But it has to do, again, so that those fawns are born at the most opportune time.
Yeah, good Lord put a clock in there that's never wrong.
You're exactly right.
Hey, that's why they call you Mr. Whitetail, my friend Larry Wysoon, our big game biologist on the show. And hey, don't miss his show on TV. DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon. It's quality stuff. Good stuff. Hey, if you're a fan of bass fishing, I would encourage you to go cheer the kids on. The national championships for two of the fastest-growing youth and collegiate fishing circuits in the country are coming up on the Tennessee River. The Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Championship, presented by Bass Pro Shops, coming up August 1, 2, and 3 on Chickamauga Lake out of Dayton, Tennessee. And the Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Championship, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, Kentucky Lake out of Paris, Tennessee. Going to be a lot of super talented kids on the water. Go cheer. They're even going to have the Bassmaster Junior Championship for 2nd through 8th graders. Pretty cool. Time for a leg stretch, and then we're going to go night hunting some more with the guy with all the cool toys, James Sellers from Cellmark, Sightmark, Pulsar.
Good morning. I'm Larry Potterfield with Midway USA. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to Fort Worth. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 9th through the 11th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. We'll have all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible locked and loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 9th through the 11th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. For details and tickets, visit huntersextravaganza.com.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you've never guessed that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved.
And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in Nastra field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nastra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nastra championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nastra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
In the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
Hey, you know, you can email me anytime, billy@bbkoradio.com, billy@bbkoradio.com. Phone number 877-820-BBKO. 877-820-BBKO. We're having a lot of fun in studio today with James Sellers from Cellmark, talking a lot about night vision, and I want to thank you for being here again, James. And it's hard to believe, you guys are almost 20 years old now at Cellmark.
That's correct.
Yeah, nearly 20 years. Pulsar, Firefield, Sightmark, and 12 Survivors. We're going to talk about ARs in just a minute, but I want to focus on Firefield a little bit. These are some products, if you have youngsters in the house, you want to introduce them to camping and getting outside, going outdoors. You got some stuff there that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, one of the things with the young folks today is that they're used to being indoors, and they're interested in computer games and watching TV and movies and stuff. So we wanted a brand that would speak to them in kind of a more modern kind of, it's very pro-American, empowering, you know, getting young people confident and having fun outdoors and imagining themselves as a hero. So it's a lot of, it's geared towards, like, people doing more target shooting, can even be, like, combat simulation, airsoft paintball kind of things, as well as hunting. So the idea is to get young people out having a good time, really enjoying the outdoors again, and we created Firefield to do that, and it's been extremely successful.
So what are these products? What can we do with them?
All right, great. So it starts with everything from, you know, a simple, you know, red dot, which would get somebody out hitting targets, you know, shorter distances, but a lot of fun to use. And that's something they may have seen in some of their, you know, see it in the movies, they see it in, like, Call of Duty and these games, and they're hitting steel plates, and they're having a lot of fun. Then from there, for more precision shooting, we have rifle scope lines. We have actually really interesting combination with rifle scope with a laser. So if they want to use a laser to hit the target, like if you're shooting something more fast-moving, varmint hunting, for example, that's a great optic for that. And then you want to place a long-distance precise shot, you have a rifle scope. So full range of optics, you know, binoculars and spotting scopes. And then, you know, heavy and more of the tech, like lasers and lights and things that, you know, really dress up your AR, make it fun, exciting. We also do grips and we do bipods, which are amazing. So a whole lot of things for Firefields really related to accessorizing and getting the most out of your shooting experience.
Let's talk about that shooting experience with our ARs. They're so much fun and so misunderstood because of the media and folks that don't know a darn thing about guns. Man, you top one of those ARs, my little AR, with one of your great products where you can open up the world at night and go hunt hogs. It's a whole new hunting experience, even if you've been hunting all of your life. You've got to go do this.
Absolutely. And it really, again, Firefield's designed to be able to really trick out your gun and rifle and make it as versatile and as fun to use in any condition, day, night, you know, anything that you're trying to do, to be accurate and be safe and have fun. So we need to invite our liberal friends to come out shooting with us because I can tell you when I take, you know, I mentioned people in the media, you know, take somebody that grew up in a family in the city in a big urban area, maybe one of the right or left coasts. Anyway, you get them out hunting, you get them out to the range, and they're scared, and you calm them down, you walk them through the safety steps, you put a bullet in the chamber, and say, okay, now try to shoot that still target, and they hit it. It's hard for them to hate what we do when they see how fun it is and how responsible it is and how we are doing the type of things they want. People outdoors, being healthy, being responsible. I always say if you ever want somebody to help you, ask a gun owner. they're always the first ones to be offering help. So I think we just need to convert more people to our site. So let's get them out to the range. Let's get them out hunting with us.
Yeah. And while we're on that point, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, you know, if you go read their statistics, and I haven't read them lately, but the shooting sports are actually safer than billiards, I think. It's amazing. Fun family activity, fun to get out with friends and take them to the sporting clays range or to the rifle range, the pistol range, do whatever, and have some fun. And August is fast approaching, James, which is National Shooting Sports Month. Invite somebody to go to the range with you and make it a liberal friend.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. If everyone take one of their liberal friends out to the range, we would appreciate it more than you know. And if we're going to protect our way of life, we need to demystify and reduce the anxiety and fear and realize just this, what a great sport and community we are. We need to reach out and do a better job explaining and educating as well. We can't let the certain people in the media do that for us because they're doing a terrible job. And I still think the heart and backbone of this country is the guys that wake up every day, go to work, provide for the families. You know, a lot of the things that we do and you know, I think about the customer that's saving up their money, working hard. I don't care what your profession is. If you're taking care of a family, you're taking care of yourself, paying taxes, we love you, and we're so glad you're out there. And when you got that weekend or that vacation that you've been waiting months and planning for, and you bought the product, did the research, you practiced, and you go out and have a hunter shoot, we want you to have the best experience possible. So when we create products, we're in that journey with those people. And those are our people, and that's the backbone of this country, and we want them to be happy. They work so hard, and they deserve it. There's so many times that, you know, they talk how, just you hear about how terrible we are and whatever, but, man, they got it backwards. These are the people that get me up in the morning, that make me proud to be creating products and being in Texas and being free. And that's why we're doing what we're doing, is to help feed these guys passion and make sure that they get the best experience too. So anyway, we're all in together. This industry has actually got some of the best people. They do have the best people in the world in this industry. So.
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned earlier in the show that 10 years ago, the stuff we'd be looking through at night, and I'm going to talk about night vision specifically, would be laughed at today with the options that are out there. The price that you would have paid for that antique is also history, because as the technology has advanced, the price has come down. Let's talk about introductory level pricing for guys that want to get into night vision, but the price has scared them off. They just can't do it on a family budget.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, we just launched a new product this year from Sitemark called the Wraith. So if you're wanting to night hunt and you're wanting the best absolute technology and experience, and you want to do it in a cost-effective way, the Wraith, depending on the models, around $600 retail. So we, you know, that's most rifle scopes are going to cost more than that.
Yeah.
And that just gives you daytime use. This is actually designed to be able to use in the day. It's full color.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can record, and you can do all the things that you can with the night vision, but it's also a day scope. So you can use it for your deer hunting. You can use it for all your shooting needs, which is amazing. And it's around $600 retail. The biggest problem with this product is selling so fast we can't keep up with demand. But we're doing the best we can. So if anybody has a back order and they're waiting for the Wraith, we are making them as fast as we can, and we'll get those out to you shortly. So.
And if you have a hunter, a shooter in the family, and it's always tough on Father's Day or Christmas to come up with something that they don't have. Hey, you take note of this. Give us the product again.
Sitemark Wraith, and it's a day and night vision digital rifle scope. It's really the future of our shooting sports as far as optics. It's amazing. Check it out.
And the technology has advanced. Not only are we going to see clearer vision at night, but now, hey, we can Bluetooth it to wherever, you know, whatever we want to do with it. This, tell us a little bit about the capabilities that come with these products that you're making these days, Jim.
Yeah, it's actually so much fun if you had a very satisfying hunting experience and you get to take that digital file, upload it to your social media if you want, share it with your friends. Or just at the campsite, you pull up your phone now and you can say, look what I did. You know, I got a group of 15 hogs and I took out like three or four of them in a matter of seconds. Or sometimes I take out all of them. But that's a lot of fun. And it actually, you mean, how many great fishing stories have you heard, but there's no proof? Well, this is proof now. So if you have an amazing experience, you actually can back it up with evidence. But it's amazing. I mean, the features, digital magnification, you know, you can set that. There's so much more things you can do. Now that you have it digitally, you can do everything with those images.
Oh, it's just phenomenal, the capability now of our night vision and day vision.
James, what a treat. We're going to have to get together again. That's all there is to it, because we're out of time this time around. Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together and invite you back to this old camp house next time around. It'll be elk season in the high country before long, and that'll be the focus of our attention next time around with my friends from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.